Today we're going to open up to Facetune and show you how you can make your face look a little bit better, or somebody else's face, next on iPad 365. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad a play. Today we're going to be taking a look at a simple app called Facetune, which is why my mug's on there, and I'll tell you about that in a second. First of all, I want to let you know, iPad 365, the Twitter handle, simply iPad 365. Show at iPad-365.com if you want to email me and make any suggestions for apps that you want to see on the show, like apps with my smiling face on it, maybe, I don't know. So today we're going to be taking a look at this app. It's called FaceTime, and it's an app that allows you to actually do some adjustments, simple adjustments, on a photo to make it look a little bit better. Get rid of some lines, maybe shade some stuff out, blemishes and stuff like that. Here's how it works. Now, of course, we got my picture right there, a nice little mug of me taking a smile. I didn't shave at that point in time. It was earlier in the day. My beard looks a little bit groggy at best, and I want to just make some changes here. So what I want to do, I can do a lot of different things, from cropping to smoothing to whitening to reshaping, patching, tones, so on and so forth. We're going to start with a simple crop because I kind of want to take that out there. So basically, I'm going to crop out part of the image here and just get my face into the mix. So a simple crop, and of course I'm done. That's going to make it crop out, and of course a lot smaller picture. I can undo it if I want to, and I can redo it. Now I could whiten my teeth, but of course you don't see my teeth in this picture. I could whiten the whites of my eyes if I had allergies that day or something like that, simply by whitening and erasing. There's two buttons. You got the main button and you got the erase button, which means it kind of an undo option. So if let's say I'm whitening the eyes and I'm whitening up here. I don't want to do that, so I can hit the erase button and erase what I just did. So I'm back to where I am. Now, the cool thing is, if I whiten anything, like let's say I'm whitening my beard for some reason, and I want to go back to see how it looks, all I have to do is hit this blue button up on the corner, and it'll actually go back and forth and tell me what it's like. Now, I'm just going to hit X because I didn't whiten anything on there. I want to keep it as original as possible. I can do smoothing. I can do details. I can reshape the image. Let's go to the reshape here. And we're going to show you how this works. So let's say I want a little bit more of a smile. I can reshape that up like that and up like that. Bring the nose down just a little bit. And I got super smile going right now. And of course, I can do some funny things with that, like bring up my face like that and go from there. And of course, if I want to see the original, all I have to do is hit that blue button and I can see the original once again. But if I don't like that, I can bring that back down. And I got a little bit more of a smile. And as you can see, that's the big difference from that. For details, I can go and I can do two fingers to move, one finger to brush. So I can put details. As you can see, it's putting more detail on my face and bringing out all the bad stuff as we go back and forth. You can see the difference there. So we've got that. We've got the smooth thing. So let's say I don't want those lines on my forehead. I want to smooth those puppies out. Gone, 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 gone. There we go. I look a little bit better. Oh, yeah, I got those bags under my eyes. I want to smooth those out and smooth those out. And I'm just taking my finger and rubbing onto the picture. So you can see what happens. I hold down the blue button. And as you can see, there's the before, there's the after. Smoothing my picture out. And then, of course, we can add tones here. So I can put in different colors. Let's say, I do have a little bit blotchiness on my face. So what I'll do is I'll take a color and I'll say I want to make it like that. Now, like that color right there. And maybe a slightly darker skin tone right there. Okay, that's perfect. So now I'll take the brush and I'll put in that skin tone right there. As you can see, I'm slightly different color now. Might have a little bit of jaundice in my face, but I look a little bit more tanner. And once again, before, after. And if I don't like it, once again, I have the eraser. I can erase some of that out, and I can choose what I'm going to erase out and what I can start with. So there's the before, there's the after, if I really want to get into it. There's other things. There's red eye, there's defocus. Now, this is actually pretty cool. So let's say the background I want to have defocused. So all I have to do is go like that. And of course, I'm defocusing the background around me. Because, of course, my picture is the main part, my face is the main part of the picture. Once again, can erase before, after, before, after. We're going to keep that one. And we're going to do a little bit of smoothing and finish this all out for a final picture. Now, finally, what I'm going to do, I made a little bit of adjustments. Now I'm going to add some filters, and this is what's going to give it some burst outs. Right now, it's kind of bright, so we want to cool it down a little bit. So we'll give it a little bit of a cool filter, or maybe that's too cool. Let's try a sepia filter. Oh, that's kind of nice. Let's try a tawny filter. Now that brings out an older picture look to me. We got different filters to make it look a little bit different, make it look older, make it look newer, but definitely give you a little bit more. Basically, let's say that's my picture. I'm going to hit OK, and now I can turn around and I can share this. I can send it via email, share to Facebook, share to Twitter, share to Tumblr, Flickr, Instagram, and any other app that goes in iOS 7 that can connect up to the two. All right, the name of the app is called Facetune. It's by Lightrix. If you need to touch up some pictures, maybe some wedding photos, maybe some kids' birthdays or something like that, you're getting ready to print them up and put them up on the wall, get yourself behind a nice neutral color and take a picture and make the adjustments. Good lighting around, and all of a sudden you've got a very artistic picture as well as a really cool picture you can put up on your mantle or up on your wall. All right, and that does it for this episode of iPad 365. What do you think of Facetune? Do you have an app similar to that that you want me to take a look at and maybe compare the two apps and see what works there? There's a lot of great apps that help you touch and retouch your photos and get them out, give them artistic looks and much, much more. Hey, you know, last week, like I said, I got my brand new iPad Air, and of course I did a comparison. Should you be upgrading to the iPad Air from the fourth generation, the third generation, or the second generation iPad? Check that out over on iPad 365, over iPad-365.com. All right, we will be back next week when we'll have more apps for you to take a look at, as to keep your iPad a play. My name is Jeffrey Powers. Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. And until next time, you guys geek out.